In all things we do total you, Yahweh. We Barak you. We give your name the highest praise. We sing hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. To the name of Yahweh forevermore. Yahweh, we total you. We thank you, Yahweh. We Barak your Kodesh name, Yahweh. We come before you, Yahweh, with the sound of the shofar. We told you, Yahweh. We yada yah you, Yahweh. We barak you and shabak your Kodesh name, Yahweh. Let your presence fill this place, Yahweh. Let each heart be filled with praise to you, Yahweh. We worship you this evening, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that you will come and dwell in the midst of us, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that you will bless your man servant tonight, Yahweh. As he speaks unto us, Yahweh. As he feeds us with the bread of life, Yahweh. Let us accept, Yahweh. Let us hear your word, Yahweh. That it may resonate in our life, Yahweh. That we may not sin against you, Yahweh. We pray that you will bless all those, Yahweh, that are listening on the live stream, Yahweh. We pray that their lives may be blessed, Yahweh, and strengthened by the word that is preached, by your anointing, Yahweh. By your Ruah, Yahweh. You break every shackle, Yahweh. And the anointing is what breaks the yoke, Yahweh. All these things we do ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Let the congregation say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, let's wait on Yahweh. We worship you, Yahweh.
Thank you, Abba.
We worship you. In all things we do barak. We yada yah. We told you, Yahweh. We give you the highest esteem, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, we love you. We are high by you, Yahweh. We are so glad to be in your presence, Yahweh. Oh, we worship you, Yahweh. We worship your majesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that you will bless your man servant as he speak unto us tonight, Yahweh. Let it be a word, Yahweh, that will teach us and instruct us, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, that we may walk perfectly before you, Yahweh, in a more excellent way. In a more humble way, Yahweh. In a way that pleases you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless all those that are with us on the live stream, and bless everyone that is in this bed tonight, Yahweh. We have come to expect a word from you, Yahweh. We come with an expectancy, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Most of all, Yahweh, we barak you and worship you, Yahweh. All these things we do ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm so glad to be in the bed of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You may be seated.
Thank you.
when we do bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His Kodesh name. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Do your soul feel delight? Is your soul delighted in Yahweh tonight, saints? Hallelujah. My soul is delighted in Yahweh tonight, saints. My. I'm ready to hear what Yahweh will speak unto me. But David said, I will hear what Yahweh will speak unto me. But He will speak shalom to His people. And that is what Yahweh is going to do for us tonight. Before Deacon Horn comes, I just want to read a couple of verses of scripture. And then Deacon Horn is going to speak to us tonight. David said that Yahweh, He causes the grass to grow for the cattle. And herbs for the service of man. That He may bring forth food out of the earth. The wine to make glad the heart of man. The oil to make his face to shine. And the bread which strengthens a man's lips. And that is what Yahweh is going to give us tonight, saints. He's going to give us bread to strengthen our lips. My heart is delighted tonight, saints, in a great matter. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let us all stand to our feet. I want to do something that my father would do a lot of times, Evangelist Horn would do before pastor would come up and preach. Let us all lift our voice and say, Dear Yahweh,
Dear Yahweh,
Dear Yahweh,
bless
Deacon Horn
with
the anointing from up on high in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh. The Deacon Horn. Yahweh for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. We give high praise and we honor our Abba, Yahweh. What a wonderful time, saints, that we are in, that we are able to commemorate and that we are able to participate in this great time as we remember where Yahweh has brought us from. As we remember that He has delivered us from our sins. He has delivered us from oppression. He has delivered us from doubt. He has delivered us from our sins. Hallelujah. Something I had mentioned to my wife as I was doing a little study, a little research. I just wanted to see where bread was first mentioned in Scripture. And it was found in Genesis where Adam, when they had ate of the tree, see, Yahweh had provided what they needed right there in the midst of the garden. Just what they needed at that time. But see, something happened. Something transpired when they sinned. When they partook of the tree of tough and of evil. See, Yahweh calls Adam, which what we do today, we till the earth for our bread now. See, Yahweh at that time no more provided in a sense that He had to do any labor. See, but now, because of that sin, we must labor. Hallelujah. And we know that we sow seed and we till the ground. But see, only Yahweh provides the increase. Hallelujah. But yet we must labor for the bread at the sweat of our brow. Hallelujah. I think about not only does Yah provide us with the bread of life, but the enemy also tries to mimic the things of Yahweh. He also provides bread. He provides the bread of deceit, the bread of lies, physical things, things that pass away, things that have no life or no meaning once you pass from this realm. Yahweh has given him that ability and that power. Hallelujah. And we have all have partook at one time of that. Hallelujah. But yet in Yahweh's sovereign mercies, He has provided the means whereby we can come to him once again. Hallelujah. Let's give Yahweh an offering of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing that inspired me, hallelujah, as Brother Patrick was giving us the word on yesterday, he made a statement. He said that everything that we need is in the bread. He said it like, Yahweh has provided the essentials, vitamins, the minerals, everything that we need in this walk in Yahshua HaMashiach. Not so much in this physical man, but yet this physical house also has to be sustained. But more so, we have to be sustained in the Ruach. Hallelujah. And I was very intrigued how he brought that out. But what I like to do, saints, also, and using some of the same scriptures, some point in this, we also have to look, as we have partaken of the bread, of this living bread of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you also partake or take upon yourselves even the sufferings.
Yes. Come on.
You also take upon yourself even, even as he had to also eat.
Yes.
So you must understand in scripture, it talks about, in other words, that he had to receive from his Abba.
Yes.
And by him receiving from Abba Yahweh, which gives him the power to overcome, so must we receive from Yahshua, and we will receive the same power. So Yahshua HaMashiach also had to eat.
Yes.
He also, the same word that he spoke, even as we know that he is the word, he was the word sent, and he was manifest, he also had to partake of that, because he was what? The husband man.
Yes.
He also had to partake of the bread. Even an example in scripture, as we see, as the time of unleavened and the feast, that he also partook. He took the bread and he broke and he partook of the bread and also of the wine. Hallelujah. I think that's a wonderful thing. That he being our example, we must walk in his footsteps. And yet, we also must go through what he went through. There must be a time, saints, where we also are going to face our state. But we also are going to have to receive the beatings. And we also are going to have to receive the false accusations. Hallelujah. I want to start. Hallelujah. In John, Yohanan, chapter 6, verse 51. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. He says here, I am the living bread, hallelujah, which came down from the Shemayans. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. We know Yahshua HaMashiach gave. And he gave freely, realizing what he must do. He must obey what the one that has sent him, Yahweh, he must have to obey him to every word that was spoken. Every word that was written, even before Yahshua came, the word that was written of his prophecies of him coming. He had to fulfill those things to the fullest. And so must we also fulfill what is in scripture. So must we also come to the time where we have to give our bodies. But what are we going to give our bodies for? Don't you know that you are no longer your own? That you have been paid for with a price. And that price is the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. So yes, you're going to have to give your life. Also, as he had given his life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba. 52. And the Yodims therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And as Brother Patrick mentioned yesterday, they did not understand why. Because, you see, saints, when we partake of the blood of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach, he makes a statement which I will get to, that when we partake of him, he dwells with us, in us, as we dwell in him. We have been made partakers of him in his sufferings. And the things that he, see, you must understand what he was going to, what he was preparing himself for. And that is to give his flesh and his blood to the Olam, for the Olam, and to us, saints, most of all. We know we have been chosen even before the foundations of this world have been established. And there are those that have been chosen that Yahshua HaMashiach will not lose because Yahweh has drawn them unto him. And we are drawn, saints. Hallelujah. We are drawn. Hallelujah. There must be a desire to hear. Because only by hearing will you receive the faith and you'll be strengthened. See, in this realm, we receive bread, meat, drink through our mouths. We eat, we chew, and we know that, I don't know if you know this, but when the first state of digestion begins with the sense of smell and with the mouth, that's where it all begins. Yes. So we must intake this word through the ruah, which is by hearing. That's how we partake. And Yahshua said that only the sheep will hear the word of Yahweh. So I want you saints tonight, hear. You being the sheep of Abba Yahweh, hear the words that come forth out of the mouth of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Partake. Hear tonight. And in this we send the Yodim. They strove in themselves. See, they possess leaven at this time. You know how you can detect leaven? When the word of Yahweh is spoken and you rise. See, that's what leaven does in bread. When it's put to the heat, it rises. And in this time, it's a dangerous time now to even rise. See, you should have already checked your leaven for the leaven. You should already go in your dwelling places and search for the leaven. So when the word of Abba Yahweh come forth, you will not rise. You will remain in your place where you should be. Hallelujah. So if you find that this word is offensive and offending you, it's because there is leaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let's go to verse 53. Then Yahshua said to them, "Surely, surely, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Unless you receive this word by hearing, there is no life in you. There is no way that you can face the world and go with the strength of Abba Yahweh if you don't partake of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach. If you don't partake, if you don't eat his flesh, and you don't drink his blood, you do not have the strength that you need to overcome.
No, we do not.
That's the truth. Satan, he comes to try us, to buffet us. And without the strength of Abba Yahweh dwelling in your loins, without there being a distinct ear to hear what Yahweh says unto the assembly, you will not stand. You will be overtaken because he will try your flesh with the bread that he provides. He will try your flesh with the things that will excite it, the things that will move it. He will try you. And unless you have Yahshua HaMashiach, his Ruach dwelling in your bodies, you will not be able to resist it. You will fall circum to his ways, to the wiles, to his fiery darts of the enemy. And there have been many that has been overtook by his tricks and by his ways. Hallelujah. But tonight, through the hearing of the word, I pray that this message will be a strength to you. And that you will be able to glean from this simple word tonight. And I pray that y'all will just use me. Use me up until there's nothing left within me. Hallelujah. Use me up, y'all. Hallelujah. Verse 54. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Eternal life, saints. There will be, I mean, that should be our hope in Yahshua HaMashiach, is that we may have eternal life. That's also the bread that he offers unto us. Because if we live this life and we perish, and there's no life that he promises after this, then it's in vain. You might well just go on and just sin. Go on and just do whatever's in your heart to do. Because there's no hope. But yet he given us hope because he said that if you eat of my flesh and you drink of my blood, you have eternal life. And that life is not in the flesh, but the life is in the Ruah of Abba Yahweh. We know that we won't live in this life in the flesh forever, but there will be a judgment. And that death will be the separation from you in the presence of Abba Yahweh forever. That is the death. Hallelujah. As I move on. For my flesh is meat indeed. And yes, the flesh of Yahshua is meat indeed. Everything that we need is in his flesh, in that flesh, in that bread. We don't need anything else. All that is needed is provided in this meat. And it is meat indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. Hallelujah. Verse 56. He that eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood dwells in me. Isn't that profound, saints? That when you partake of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach, the meat, and you drink his blood, it says that you will dwell in him. And not only will you dwell in him, but he also will dwell in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank Yahweh for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we have partaken of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach and drink his blood, as we have chewed the meat, hallelujah, we also become partakers, as I said before, in the walk, also in the sufferings of Yahshua HaMashiach, because he dwells in us and we dwell in him. We know that Yahshua said that the world doesn't hate you, but because I dwell in you, because you have the Ruach in you, the world hates you because it hated me first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah. We will come back to Yokohana. Right now, turn to Romia. Romans 8 and 1. Don't you know there is no condemnation to those that are in Yahshua HaMashiach? There is no condemnation to those that have partaken of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach, that has eaten the meat, his flesh, that have partaken in the blood, have drank his blood. There's no condemnation. There's nothing that the enemy can do to condemn you. Hallelujah. Because there is no condemnation. I believe that, saint. In my left. Hallelujah. I believe that. We're going to begin at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Yahshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Now, this present time, there's no condemnation. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but That excites my love tonight, saints, to know that there's no condemnation. Hallelujah. So if you're here tonight, if you're here, if you are the sheep that are in Scripture that will hear, there is no condemnation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Why? Because you dwell in Yahshua, HaMashiach, he dwells in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Who walk, now this is important, not after the flesh, but after the Ruach. Hallelujah. Not to walk after the flesh, but after the Ruach. The bread of the enemy will cause you to walk after the flesh. It will cause the flesh to desire the things that are not of the Ruach. Hallelujah. Why? Because the flesh is in constant contrast with the Ruach. So tonight, saints, as Yahshua HaMashiach did, we must learn to crucify our flesh. Hallelujah. That the inner man, that the Ruach of Yahweh will become stronger and will overcome. That we do not desire the things of the flesh. And that we do not walk in the ways of the flesh. Because that will only lead you into damnation. That will only lead you to the depths of hell. And death and separation from Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you. Verse 2. For the Torah of the Ruach of life in Yahshua HaMashiach has made me free from the Torah of sin and of death. Hallelujah. Won't you saints read that with me? Come on, read that with me with a loud voice. For the Torah of the Ruach of the life of Yahshua HaMashiach has made me free from the Torah of sin and of death. Not only, hallelujah, not only is there bread that you eat of the flesh which Satan provides, but there also is a Torah of sin. Hallelujah. And because of the Ruach, thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. There is no condemnation if you walk in the Ruach of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 3. For what the Torah could not do, and this is concerning the Torah of Abba Yah. For the Torah could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh now, Yahweh sending his own son, Yahweh sending his own bread. Yahweh providing the meat. Hallelujah. In the likeness of this sinful flesh and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when this Ruach of Abba Yahweh, when Yahshua HaMashiach, and I repeat this, when you have eaten of the bread and you have drank of the cup of Yahshua HaMashiach, you have the power to condemn sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. Why? Because Yahshua HaMashiach dwells in us, and we dwell in him. That is important, saints. I believe that. I believe when we took of partaking of the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach, and we drunk of that cup at the feast, that we have been given the power to condemn sin in this flesh. You have no reason to sin. Hallelujah. Because Yahweh has provided the means for us to be sinless. He has provided the power in Yahshua HaMashiach. If you have eaten of that bread and you have drinking of that cup, hallelujah. 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 Verse 4. That the righteousness of the Torah might be fulfilled in us It's not that the righteousness of the Torah have not been fulfilled.
All right.
But because we have walked in iniquity, mm-hmm. and we have walked in weakness,
yes.
the Torah has not been able to be fulfilled in this body. Hallelujah. But because we walk after the Ruach of Abba Yahweh,
yes.
the Torah can be fulfilled.
Oh,
was not the Torah fulfilled in Yahshua?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He could not done. He wasn't able to do that of himself.
Yes.
But he had to also partake, saints.
Yes.
That's what I want to stress tonight.
Yes.
He had to also partake. He had to also endure. And I will get to that.
Yes.
We must endure, saints,
yes.
as soldiers
yes.
of the state.
Yes.
We must endure hardness because the time
yes.
is coming, saints,
yes.
that we're going to have to endure it.
Yes.
And we must endure it as soldiers.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Of the Ruach.
Yes.
The same steps that Yahshua HaMashiach walked in,
yes.
we're going to have to walk in them also.
Yes. Yes.
Because we'll now partake. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. That the righteousness of the Torah might be fulfilled in us. And again, who walk not after the Ruach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, it's, what does it say? What does it say? Who walk not after the flesh. Hallelujah. But after the Ruach of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. See, we know that Yahshua HaMashiach, he did not come to uplift himself. But he came because there was one that has sent him. As early in scripture, as we know that Yahweh sent the manna in the wilderness. And the children of Israel ate of that manna, but yet they perished. But Yahweh has sent Yahshua that we may eat of him. And that we may have eternal life. That we not perish, saints, but that we have everlasting life. Hallelujah. But as we do this, saints, we must walk after the Ruach of Yahweh. And all the way you're gonna walk after the Ruach is by hearing. And by hearing, you eat, you feed your Ruach by hearing. But not only do you have to hear, but you also must do. What you hear, you must do. And you will find the strength of Abba Yahweh dwelling in your loins. Hallelujah. Just as Yahshua HaMashiach had the strength of his Abba in him, so must we have the strength of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing in this world, saints, that's worth you losing your soul. Not these trinkets that pass away. Not gold, not silver. It's not land. It's not the newest cars that come out. It's not how big your home is. Hallelujah. But it's in how you receive. It's in how you hear. And it's in how you do. It's in how you walk this walk of faith. Hallelujah. It must be a walk of faith, saints. Because without faith, you cannot please Abba Yahweh. There's no way without faith that you can please Abba Yahweh. But we must be careful of the snares of the enemy. Because he tries constantly, just as he tried Job. He's going to try you also. Hallelujah. And we must hold on to the testimony of Yahshua, to the testimony of Yahweh, that we know that he is able to perform, that he is able to finish that which he has started in each and every one of us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Let's turn back to Yokohana. I want to continue with verse 57 of chapter 6. Hallelujah. We don't take this time in memoration as the world does. Because they do it in banqueting But we do it in the Ruah. We dine on the words of Yahshua HaMashiach, on scripture of the Torah. This pagan thing that they call Easter has nothing to do with the crucifixion and the resurrection of Yahshua. It has nothing to do with the feast of unleavened bread. What they participate in is totally pagan. They serving the God of fertility.
Yeah.
I mean, but really, fertility only comes from Yahweh.
Yeah.
Only Yahweh can make a life.
Yeah.
Only Yahweh can produce.
Yeah.
But see, but yet, they worship in these graven images.
Yeah.
Yet they worship in the animals of rabbits and laying eggs and all this nonsense, all this trash.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But we come to commemorate and to remember what Yahweh has done for us. As He has, as the children of Israel, that's what we are, has delivered us. Hallelujah. And He has provided the means for us to survive in this world as we are surrounded by things, as we are surrounded by what the world flaunts. And they do flaunt it. But yet these things do not give life to them. It's only a temporary thing. I mean, I see often, because Brother Dolphus, Brother Josh and I, and even some of you, as we go out, the world is so false today. They believe, and there are those that even know, that they don't find happiness in things. They don't find contentment in possessions. But yet, when they walk out among others, they want to, show that they're happy with these things.
Yeah.
They try to prove that there's contentment in those things.
Sure.
And we know there's no contentment in that. You're only going to find contentment in Yahweh.
Yeah.
Only in Yahweh.
Only in Yahweh.
Hallelujah. But we know these things are going to pass away.
Yes,
see, our treasures, they should be stored up in the Shemayim.
Yeah.
We in the Ruah, as Yahshua HaMashiach was, should be looking on higher things than the things that are in this present life.
Yeah.
We should be have higher expectations.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
From Yahweh.
Yeah.
Because, you see, saints, He's done so much for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Yeah.
See, we were once dead.
Yeah.
Saints.
Oh, yeah.
But today we are made alive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We were once dead, but we have been made alive.
Yeah.
Because the Creator, Yahweh,
yeah,
from the beginning has chosen a remnant,
yeah,
a seed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe as Yahweh, as He gathers His seed together, as we understand the process of bread, you have to gather the seed, the wheat, together. See, and we know, even as example in Scripture, as the tares and the wheat, as in the world they have been sown together into the ground. And when the wheat, when they came forth, they produced fruit. And when the tares come forth, they had no fruit, even though they looked like the wheat.
All right.
But yet when it came time for the test, when the wheat was pounded and it was ground, and there was also tares in the midst that was pounded and that was ground, the only ones that had fruit was the true wheat.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So must we be true wheat,
right,
that Yahweh could gather us together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And add the oil of the Ruah, the water. And we can be all stirred. Hallelujah. Up. And when we are put to the test, to the heat, that we can come out not as leavened bread, but as unleavened bread. Hallelujah. And that is the purpose, saints, of what we must remember, saints, that in this process that we are being made, or we should be, as unleavened bread. As Yahshua HaMashiach, there was found no leaven,
no leaven
in him.
None.
And I know of the leaven, unleavened bread that we partook of, the texture is different
yes, yes.
than bread with leaven.
Hello.
There's more flavor there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the texture better,
yes.
to be honest with you.
Yes.
And there seemed to be more of a sweetness there.
Yes.
There's a firmness there.
Yes.
And even when you try, you can't break bread with leaven in it. It really just tears.
Yes.
But yet, with leaven, unleavened bread, it could be broken.
Yes.
And saints, tonight, as we have been made into unleavened bread, allow Yahweh to break you tonight, saints. Hallelujah. That he can use you. Yahshua HaMashiach was broken for us, and he was used. He did all that Yahweh commanded him to do. He finished it. He said these works were finished on that stake. So must we go through the same thing. We're going to be broken, saints. Hallelujah. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. But yet we're going to come through, and we're going to, and it's going to be proven that we are the seed of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Very important in bread, the seed. Hallelujah. Was not Yahshua the seed of Yahweh? Was not he pure? Hallelujah. There was no sin found in him. Hallelujah. And Yahweh was able to use him. He wanted to do the will. His desire was to do the will of him that sent him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So must we do the will. Hallelujah. Because we're sin also, saints. There's a work that we must accomplish. There's a work that we must do. And there's a work that must be, and it must end on the stake also, as Yahshua HaMashiach. Just think upon these things tonight. Hallelujah, saints. Hallelujah. And as you meditate on these things, you think of these things, the Ruach will bring these things into a greater knowledge and a greater understanding. Because, you know, even as I speak tonight, even from, you know, my little understanding of Scripture, but yet the Ruach can use me tonight, saints. But as we grow and as we walk this walk of life and as we read Scripture, still yet there is more that you can glean. So I pray that even from this, there's more that you can glean, that you will go back and look at these things. And there's more that you can even glean from this tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Because the word of Yahweh is profound. You will never find the end of this. Because there is no end. You never find the beginning of this. Because there is no beginning. Hallelujah. But yet as we dig and as we search, day by day, little by little, Yahweh will provide. He will give us these nuggets of truth. He will give us the needed bread and the needed drink that we need to continue on in this life. Because this life will come to an end soon. This physical life. But if you continue to partake, see, this partaking of Yahshua's body, in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense, it's not a one-time occasion. It's something we should do daily. Every time the word comes forth, you should eat. You should hear. Every time. Hallelujah. Yes, feed me Yahweh till I want no more. And you'll be surprised, saints. you will always desire the bread. You will always want more. So as long as you desire, Yahweh will continue to feed us. Hallelujah. All right. Yohanan 6:57. As I continue. As the living Abba has sent me, and I live by the Abba. Isn't that something? He could not of himself live. He could not of himself have the strength to accomplish which Yahweh sent him to accomplish. Not within himself. But he says here. He says, and I live by the Abba. And he that eats me. Hallelujah. He that eats of this bread. He that eats me. Even he shall live by me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
As the living Abba has sent me. Hallelujah. And Abba Yahweh lives. As the living Abba has sent me. Don't you see how Yahshua is testifying in this? That Abba Yahweh has sent me. That I live by the Abba. He said here that even he had to partake. Even he had to hear from the Abba. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But Yahshua HaMashiach was the Word. Yes, he was the Word. And we know that when Yahshua HaMashiach, when the Word was with, it was with, he was with Yahweh. Hallelujah. And here Yahweh sent this manifestation of his Word in this body of flesh. Hallelujah. So he dwelled in the same body that you have. He felt the same things you felt. He had to eat to sustain that physical man. He had to drink to sustain the physical man. He had to bathe to sustain the physical man. These are things that we might not every day think of. But he had to go and he had to defecate just as we had to. He had to clean himself just as we had to clean ourselves. He was tried with the same things, saints, that you're tried with. He had to endure the same afflictions that you are afflicted with. And I say to you, saints, tonight, hallelujah, those that are lame, those that have afflictions in your body, those that cannot walk, hallelujah, those that may not have the physical means of using their limbs. I believe Yahshua HaMashiach, he felt all those things in his body. Hallelujah. But because he was the Word. And because he received his nourishment from Abba Yahweh. And because he was sent by Abba Yahweh. And because that he had to, hallelujah, hear from Abba Yahweh. He was sustained in this physical man. And I say and I proclaim to you tonight, saints. If you hear from Yahshua HaMashiach, he that was sent from Yahweh. That you also, by faith. Hallelujah. You will be sustained in this physical man. That your limbs can be healed tonight, saints. I don't believe Yahweh's hand is short that he cannot save. His arm is short that he cannot save. Neither is his hands weak that he cannot uphold us, saints. But he can. But because that we have not walked in his Torah. And because we have not heard his word that these things are in these bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you can be healed, saints. Yahshua still heals tonight, saints. By his word, he still heals. Hallelujah. Yes, he's still here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Let me read that again, saints. Hallelujah. I'm being fed. Hallelujah. I must partake of this same word, even as it comes from my mouth, saints. Hallelujah. And even as Brother Patrick, as he preached unto us, I mean, basically, I review the same scriptures. I review the same words. And basically, I have the same thing to say. But what Brother Patrick laid out tonight, saints, it laid the foundation for this tonight, saints. And I pray as the next brother comes that the foundations will be laid. Because Yahweh, he works, and I don't want to say mysterious ways, but if you don't have the Ruach of Abba Yahweh in you, you will not understand it. Hallelujah. So Brother Patrick, he set the stage for this. And this is coming forth from that. And I pray that from this, that the next brother, you know, that it will just flow, saints. Because, you know, I thank Yahweh for this, even as Pastor has set this up. Hallelujah. Yahweh knew what he was doing. Hallelujah. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. Hallelujah. And I thank Yahweh for a man of Yahweh with the Ruach and with the wisdom. Hallelujah. I thank Yahweh for that, saint. We can take that for granted all you want to, saint. But we need men in this hour. Hallelujah. Yahshua was a man. He was in flesh. Don't we need him? And I say that in the present tense because he's not dead, but and we still need him. Don't we need him tonight, saint? So also do we need those that Yahweh sent. Yahweh, he gives. What Yahweh gives, He sent. He gives us pastors. He gives us teachers. He gives us those that handle the word of Abba Yahweh. Why? That those that have the ears to ear can hear what the Ruach say unto the assembly. And that we may hear and partake of that bread, that we may live saints. Hallelujah. Like I said, I'll read this again. Verse 57. As the living Abba has sent me, and I live by the Abba, so he that eats me, even shall he live by me. As the living Abba has sent me. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Is the word real to you tonight, saints? Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. If it's not real to you, saints, there's no hope for you. This word does not course your heart tonight, saints. You're not hearing. Hallelujah, because Yahshua said that and those that the Abba has given to me, He said, I will not lose them. Hallelujah.
I trust that, yes.
Hallelujah. And they will hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Let's go to verse 58. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, this is that bread which came down from the Shemayim. Not as your fathers did eat manna. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Hallelujah. He that eats of this bread will live forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that by faith, saints. Verse 59. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, supposed to be the disciplined ones. That's what that means. When they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Were these here, these saints here, hearing what Yahshua HaMashiach had to say? I don't think they heard it. Why? Because they did not understand. Scripture says that the wicked will do wickedly and shall not understand. Hallelujah. When you have the Ruach of Yahweh in you, you will understand. When you have the ears to hear, you will understand. Hallelujah. And when Yahshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured. They complained. They said, this is a hard thing. How can we do this? Scripture says that the way of a transgressor is hard. Hallelujah. The way of a transgressor is hard. See, Yahweh does not give us anything or provide us with anything that we cannot understand. Through the Ruach, a young child in Yahweh can understand this through the Ruach. But it's because that these here were not in the Ruach at this time, that they did not hear, they did not understand what Yahweh, Yahshua was saying in the Ruach.
Hallelujah.
He said to them, does this offend you? Does the word of Yahweh offend you tonight, saints? Are you offended? Are you swelling? Hallelujah. Is there leaven found in you tonight? Search your leaves tonight, saints. Is there leaven there? Have you searched your Ruach? Have you searched your leaven? Hallelujah. Preparing for this time. Hallelujah. Preparing for this wonderful occasion as we remember, hallelujah, what Yahweh has done for us. Hallelujah. Don't you see the Ahava of Abba Yahweh.
Yes,
that we as being his children, hallelujah, provided Yahshua, HaMashiach. He provided our salvation. He provided, as Yahshua being the mediator between us and the Abba. Hallelujah. He has provided the means for us to again come into the presence of Abba Yahweh. Because when Adam was cast out of the garden, he was cast out of Yahweh's presence. Hallelujah. And Yahweh knew even then, the plan was even set for then what he must do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as I even said at the beginning, how man even had to till, had to labor.
Yes.
When you labor, your body is stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get hurt.
Yes.
You must rest
mm-hmm.
in labor.
Sure.
But you see, Yahweh has sent Yahshua, HaMashiach, that we don't have to labor in that fashion anymore. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach has done it all for us.
Yes.
All we must do is receive.
Yes.
And if you are chosen of Abba Yahweh tonight, saints, you will receive.
Yes.
You will understand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You will understand.
Yes, you will.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's no greater love, saints. Hallelujah. Than what Yahweh has sent for us. Hallelujah. That we may be redeemed.
Yes.
That we don't have to labor.
That's all right, brother.
If you labor at all, it should be in Scripture.
Yes.
That's the only labor. And that's not hard.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We should labor in the Torah.
Yes.
We should labor in the Ruah. Not so much now in this physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we must labor in the Ruah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 62. What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
Yes.
He was there before sin.
Yes, he was.
And he continues in 63.
Yes.
It is the Ruah that quickens. The flesh profiteth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The words that I speak unto you.
Yes, come on.
The bread
yes.
that I am trying
mm-hmm.
to reveal.
Yes.
The bread I am trying to feed you.
Yes.
The words that I speak to you, they are Ruach.
Yes.
And they are life. 64. But there are some of you that believe not. There are some of you that do not hear. There are some of you that are not partaking of this bread. There are some of you that are not understanding the message. There are some of you that are not understanding what I am speaking here tonight. Hallelujah. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him.
Yes.
And we know at this time in Scripture that there was one in the midst that was to portray this bread that was sent from Shemaiah. Hallelujah. Verse 65. And he said, therefore, said I to you, that no man can come to me except it were given to him of my Abba. Hallelujah. Don't they just line everything up, saints?
Hallelujah.
And it says from that time, many of his disciples, supposed to have been the disciplined ones, they went back and walked no more with him. Hallelujah. See, if you were to study in chapter 6 of Yohanan, we know that also as the miracle, the thing he done with the fish and the loaves, that he fed that multitude, a mighty work. But yet, see, they followed him only because of the bread that he provided in the physical sense. See, it's not that Yahweh can't provide the healing. It's not that Yahweh can't provide that which is essential, because he does. He feeds the sparrows, and we're much more than the sparrows.
Yes,
we know that he will provide what that we need. But more so, more than anything, he wants us to see what the spiritual, he wants us to see in the root also.
Yes.
And that's what these disciples did not see.
They
did not desire the things of the Ruach. The ones that followed him only desired the things of the flesh.
Sure.
That which the enemy at this time, and even then, tries us with.
Jesus.
The things of the flesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we know that they turned and they walked no more with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they said also this was a hard thing. How can we understand this? I mean, we know that we don't eat one another.
Yes.
We know at that time that Yahshua HaMashiach was not saying, eat my flesh, to drink my blood. Because they were not in the Ruach, they did not understand that he was saying in this whole chapter that I am the bread. I am that which was sent. I am that you must partake of. I am that you must, and you must. If you don't, then you have nothing to do with Yahshua HaMashiach. If you don't eat his flesh, that he does not dwell in you.
Yes.
If you do not drink of his blood,
mm-hmm.
then you do not dwell in him, saints. Very important, saints, with this walk.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With Yahshua HaMashiach. And I say with, because I know, saints, by faith that he dwells.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the house of Israel.
Yes, I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
66, from that time, many of the disciplined ones of the disciples went back, and they walked no more with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me to 2 Timothy, chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we know that the apostle Saul, he exhorted Timothy.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, too. Be diligent in the work that he was given to do. Hallelujah. Like a soldier, we must also be diligent as Yahshua HaMashiach. I believe he walked as a soldier of this message, of this message that he was sent. I don't believe, saints, that he was full of folly or there was any play in him. I believe that when he walked, it was a serious time because he understood what he was sent to do. He understood there was a remnant that he was sent to save. Hallelujah. So I believe he walked with a sincere soberness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Timothy. 2 Timothy 2 and 1. He says, you therefore, my son, he's telling him to be strong in the free, unmerited pardon that is in Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes, that's all right.
And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, and the same commit you to faithful men. All right. Who shall be able to teach others also.
Yes,
all right. You therefore endure hardness.
Yes.
As a tough soldier of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Messiah.
That's, right. That's what he said.
See, we have to walk in this sense of mind, saints, that we are soldiers with Yahshua HaMashiach. We must walk in that same mind. We must be faithful.
Yes.
We must stand strong.
Amen.
We mustn't be weak, saints. There's no reason we should be weak.
No,
because as Yahshua walked strong, as he received his life, as he received his strength from the Abba, we must also receive our life and our strength from Yahshua HaMashiach. Deacon Horn, you keep repeating that over and over, saints. Well, why do you think that it has been commanded us to remember to take in commemoration of these feast days and to remember this time that we are entering into. Because if we're not, we're going to forget. We're not going to remember. So I'm going to repeat this thing. Hallelujah. It's going to be heard over and over. Because when this Torah repeats over and over, the Ruah repeats over and over. Why? That we may hear. And that these things may be retained in our left sense. Hallelujah. Because that's the only weapon that you have. Is the Ruah.
Yes.
That's the only weapon you have is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's all Yahshua is.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He used the Word.
Yes.
He used it skillfully. The Word we know is sharper than any two-edged sword, the Word of Yahweh.
Yes.
And He used it skillfully. So we also must, saints, as we are, if I could say, are in this training, we must also learn to use the word of Abba Yahweh skillfully.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. That we can produce, that we can, as Yahshua HaMashiach did, receive results when we use the word skillfully.
Yes.
That when we know when Yahshua spoke the word, it did not return to Him void. It should be when we speak also same. It should be of the same power. Hallelujah. It shouldn't return void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful word, yes.
Read verse 2 again. You therefore endure hardness as a tough soldier of Yahshua HaMashiach, Messiah. Verse 4. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. You can't do it, saints.
No, you
just can't. You can't entangle yourself with the affairs, with the cares, with the riches of this life and expect to be a strong soldier, a reliable soldier. Hallelujah.
You cannot. No, you cannot.
Verse 5.
Hallelujah.
And if a man also strive for masteries or for a position, yet is he not crowned? Alright? Except he strive lawfully. And we must strive lawfully to obtain, saints, this which Yahweh has provided for us. The husbandman that labors must first be partaker of the fruits. And we know that Yahshua, He followed this, which I'm reading now, to the T. And He was the first partaker. So we are without excuse, saints. He says, consider what I say. Listen. Take it to heart. And Yahweh will give you what? Understanding in some things. In all things. If you follow these steps, just as Saul exhorts Timothy here, you will be able to walk sure, strong, and to stand as a soldier of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you'll be faithful.
Do you will. Yes.
Hallelujah. Consider what I say, and Yahshua will give you understanding in all things.
Yes.
Verse 8. Remember that Yahshua HaMashiach of the seed, and I spoke about the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to this message, to my message, wherein I suffer trouble as an evil doer.
Hallelujah.
I suffer trouble as an evil doer, even to bonds, but the word of Yahweh is not bound. So even saints, as we are in this training, as I mentioned, as we perfect this walk in Yahshua HaMashiach, as we endure this hardness, as we endure these trials, we will be able, even though we are bound and are in bonds or tried or afflicted, we know that the word of Yahweh is not bound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things
yes.
for the elect's sake,
the Lord.
That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahshua HaMashiach
yes.
with eternal honor.
Yes.
Verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him,
yes.
we shall also live
yes, we will.
With him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's a faithful saying, saints.
Yes, it
and it is true. If we live in Yahshua
yes.
HaMashiach, and he's dwell in us,
yes.
hallelujah, we will also live with him.
Yes, we will.
When we pass from this life, there's a promise,
yes,
saints. Hallelujah. That where he is, there we will be also.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
Yes.
If we deny him,
yes.
he will also mm-hmm. deny us.
Yes.
And if we believe not,
come on.
Yet, if we believe not, yet he abides faithful.
Yes.
He cannot
no.
deny himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I am coming to a close soon, saints, turn with me again to Yohanan 6. And I want to start at verse 67. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Here tonight, saints, eat of this bread. And don't eat as the children of Israel did the manna and perished. Hallelujah. Not like that. But we will hear what thus Yahweh, what the Ruah says unto the assembly. And I'm getting back to where Yahshua HaMashiach, after he had fed the multitude, he's asking his the 12 here, the apostles. They say Yahshua to the 12. Because that's what was left when they had turned away the multitude. Will you also go away?
Yes.
Are you taking what I'm saying as a hard thing?
Come on.
Are you not understanding what the Ruah is speaking to you? Do you not hear? Are you not eating of this bread? This said Yahshua to the 12, will you also go away? The Simon Kephar answered him, Yahshua, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To whom shall we go?
Right.
Where will we go?
Yes.
Who else is there that we can turn to?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have the words of eternal life.
Yes. Yes.
See, he realized that Yahshua, HaMashiach, had the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. We must realize, saints, that the words of eternal life is in Yahshua.
Yes, sir.
The bread.
The
meat.
Yes.
The wine.
Yes.
And not only the meat and wine, but those things indeed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Simon Kephar answered him. I'm sorry. Go down to verse 69 as I continue. And as I'm coming to an end, saints. And we believe and are sure that you are that Messiah, that you are that one that was sent, that you are that bread, saints. We must realize and we must understand that Yahshua